Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the New York Mets and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mukey Wilson. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third. The left fielder, George Foster. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Hubie Brooks. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Gardenhire. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Randy Jones. Pitching for the New York Mets, Randy Jones. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Wallace Johnson. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry White. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Al Oliver. Batting fifth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Warren Cromarty. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tim Wallach. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Gullickson. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Bill Gullickson. And now, play ball. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Oliver scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Backman for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to second. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kingman scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks takes first base on ball four. Stearns moves to second. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gullickson fields it and throws to second for the out. Stearns moves to third. Two outs. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach takes first base on ball four. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0 for 1 in the game. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. White settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 1 in the game. Foster hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Wallach settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0 for 1 in the game. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Expos nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0 for 1 in the game. Youngblood hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brooks is hit by the pitch. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 0 for 1 in the game. Gardenhire hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Brooks moves to second. Randy Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dawson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Wilson. Dawson reaches second base with a double. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 2, Expos, 2. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-1 in the game. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first, with Jones covering, for the out. Two outs. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 2, and the Expos 2. The Mets will come to bat. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson hits a fly ball into right field. Cromartie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 0-for-2 in the game. Backman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson who is chasing the ball. Backman reaches third base with a triple. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Backman tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Mets. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 2. The Expos will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares takes first base on ball 4. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson bunts towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Tavares moves to second. One out. Wallace Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. White reaches second base with a double. Tavares scores. It's Mets, 3, Expos, 3. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dawson takes first base on ball 4. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-2 in the game. Youngblood hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wallach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 3, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a fly ball into right field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 0-for-2 in the game. Cromartie hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 4-3, Expos. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Wallach hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Foster. Wallach reaches second base with a double. Craig Swan now pitching. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Gullickson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gullickson is 0-for-1 in the game. Gullickson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rodney Scott now playing second base. Terry Francona now playing left field. Ron Gardenhire is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardenhire is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gardenhire hits a fly ball into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Rajcik pinch hits for Craig Swan. Gary Rajcik is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rajcik takes first base on ball 4. Mukie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rajcik moves to second. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Backman takes first base on ball 4. Rajcik moves to third. Wilson moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Foster strikes out. Two outs. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Ed Lynch now pitching. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardenhire scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 0-for-3 in the game. Youngblood strikes out. One out. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns strikes out. Two outs. Hubie Brooks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brooks is 0-for-1 in the game. with a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Brooks is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Expos will come to bat. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter bunts in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Cromarty is walked intentionally. Tim Wallach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wallach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Wallach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields it and throws to second for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lynch fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 4, and the Mets 3. The Mets will come to bat. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Ron Gardenhire. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Baylor pinch runs for Rusty Staub. Mike Jorgensen pinch hits for Ed Lynch. Jeff Reardon now pitching. Chris Spear now playing shortstop. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen bunts towards the mound. Reardon fields it and throws to first for the out. Baylor moves to second. One out. Mukey Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cromarty who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Baylor scores. It's Mets, 4, Expos, 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Foster hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Expos 4. The Expos will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Bob Baylor now playing second base. Mike Jorgensen now playing first base. Tom Verizer now playing shortstop. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Scott. The throw from Stearns and he is safe. Scott steals second. Terry Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona takes first base on ball 4. Neil Allen now pitching. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brooks fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott moves to third. Francona moves to second. Al Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Baylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Scott scores. Francona moves to third. Dawson moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 5, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.